Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Lee.
Howdy there, Tara.
Okay, I'm going to explain what you're watching right now. The whole country is glued to this. The Democrats are lying. They're lying their rear ends off to get the people in the streets and foment violence. And this is what is going on, okay? Talked about this 2 days ago now in my Battleground America podcast. If you want to understand what's going on, you listen to that, you'll understand. I've been warning for months that it was unknown whether Republicans could actually walk into federal agencies and take control of them. These are weaponized agencies that have become untethered from congressional management. Their position in agency after agency after agency, Lee, is that Trump is a fascist. He's Hitler Nazi, and we're just simply not going to listen to him. We will continue reporting to the Democrats, answering to Barack Obama and his minions, regardless of whether Republicans are elected. And I said, it is unknown if Trump can wrest control of these agencies from the Democrats. I took an agency like USAID. 97% of the donations from USAID employees are to Democrats, okay? These people answer to Democrats. We just had that poll done by Rasmussen. 46% of federal managers, that's who they surveyed, said they would not obey an order from Donald Trump, even if it was a lawful order, if they just didn't like it. So this is a full-on rebellion. It is a coup that's been effected, really going back to the Obama regime, over our federal agencies. The question that I said, folks, a lot of Americans, they're watching politics now. They're not super savvy about it. They think Trump could just take over the federal government. No. The first fight would be, can he control these agencies? In his last administration, Trump nearly went to prison for 700 years because he failed to gain control of the FBI and of the Department of Injustice. Failed utterly to gain control. So what you're watching right now is a Trump who understands, and mark my words about this, if he fails again, he will spend the rest of his life in prison. They will come for him the moment his term ends. The Supreme Court has said he has immunity from prosecution while he is the president. They will come for him. They will come for Elon Musk. They will put him in prison on the most trumped up of charges. They know they can do it with a blue jury. It's already been demonstrated. 34 felony convictions. You get them before a liberal jury, it will convict because they are so misinformed. Okay, so these are the stakes. It's not just about, can we regain control of our government? Because if we fail, we fail. We're going to lose the country. This thing's on the razor's edge. I have so many people texting me, we're winning. No, we're not. We haven't won yet. Yeah, Trump's showing up. No, he hasn't won yet. So what you're watching, and I said it's hand-to-hand combat, literally is, in some of these agencies. You're watching Trump trying to take control of them. So let's go basic. USAID. Let's tell the actual story of that, not the lies the Democrats are telling, but the actual story. Last week, Lee, Trump gave USAID, $40 billion agency that does the bidding of the CIA and the State Department, or is supposed to. He gave them a chance. He said, we're gonna freeze foreign aid right now so I can review what's going on. Now, in the charter of USAID, it is very specific. They are given a massive chunk of money not designated for programs. Why? The purpose of the agency is for the president to use that money as he needs to affect his foreign policy. And it's always been this way. So USAID took the position, because it's run by radical Marxists who answer to Obama, just don't like Trump. No, we're sorry, not listening to you. We're going to continue making grants to Al-Qaeda, $9 million we found so far, by the way, for them. We're going to continue funding the Hamas terror group's war against Israel. We're now up to $3.4 billion for that, Lee. So if you're wondering how Hamas has managed to fight Israel, well, you paid for it. They said, no, we're going to continue making our own foreign policy. We'll go on answering to Barack Obama. Screw you. That was last week. So he gave them a chance to answer to him. He did. He gave them a chance to do the right thing, as he should have. They said no. He immediately took 50 of them, a lot of the top managers, and sidelined them. Put them on administrative leave. Didn't stop. So he said, okay. All right. He has to take control of this agency. He must. Because you know what this is? This is when Trump and us walk up to the bully in the schoolyard and say it's got to end, and you punch him in the face. We're all standing here holding our breaths to find out what happens next. What will the bully do? That is where we are. We haven't won anything. This is a desperate fight we are in. If we think we've won, we've already lost. Trump gets this, though, and that's the good thing. So does Elon. So what does Trump have to do? What's the first actual thing he has to do to take control of this agency? He's got to figure out, whether it's USAID or the government in general, the Treasury Department, what are they spending money on? You think this would be a simple thing. Americans probably assume Trump knows this. He's a president. He doesn't. He can't. Keep in mind, the Republican leadership has bowed so much to these Democrats that all these agencies now take the position, we don't even report to Congress. Republicans can't get squat on the Trump assassinations. They asked for 33,000 pages. They got zero. Zero. They only know what little they know about the Trump assassinations, the Republicans who are trying to do oversight, through whistleblowers. So Trump is in that same position. Understand, he needs whistleblowers to tell him what the federal government's going to spend money on. You can't run a government that way. You can't do it. He's got to find out what they're spending money on to shut it down. How do you do that? Well, the people who work there, whether it's the Treasury Department or the IRS, they're not going to help. The top guy at the Treasury Department refused to let Elon Musk into the system, refused to let those Trump has deputized and sent in into the system, said, no, I'm not doing it. I'm going to resign first. They said, okay. Well, how do you access the system? How do you know where to find this stuff? Bureaucrats aren't going to help you. They're all Democrats and Marxists. These are captured agencies. Well, you put together a team of the world's foremost software experts and you walk in there and figure out how to get the information so you can run the government. That's the fight right now. Trump can't do even the basics of running this government if he does not know what it is doing. So, with an executive order, as is his right, he deputized Elon Musk and the software engineers. So they have to go in there and figure this out because they're not going to get any help from these bureaucrats. They're not going to be able to find the stuff. He said, okay, go get it. So they are walking in, Lee, and getting information from the payments system because they do not believe the budget documents. Elon Musk has already tweeted, we are finding that every hour, not once or twice, every hour, these bureaucrats inside the Treasury are committing fraud. They are funding fraudulent organizations. They are breaking the law. They are funding people that Congress did not authorize. They are funding terrorist organizations. You think they're going to let us in the system? Oh, heck no. So this is a literal physical struggle for Trump to simply find out what programs are being spent on. Where is the money going so he can stop it? He cannot stop it if he cannot get that information. And that's it. That's all that's happening right now. So he turns to Elon. Elon says, yeah, I'll put together a crew of the best software engineers on earth, and we will go in. We will crack the code. We will figure it out. We will figure out what the money is spent on. Lee, this, all this information is the most basic free information. It is covered by our Freedom of Information Act laws. I should be able to go in there if I want and get a printout right now when it opens. You, me, anybody down the street should be able to file a FOIA request. We shouldn't even have to. It should be online. Think about this for a minute. Okay, here in Greenville, let's say, here in the upstate, your mayor, your whatever, county commission. Suppose you went to the county commission meeting, they stopped you at the door and they said, no, you can't know what the government spends money on. Come again? You're not allowed to know what we're spending money on. Go away. Huh? Nobody would put up with that. That would be crazy. That's what the Democrats are demanding, Lee. Yep. What do you make all of all this? I hope we have got to win this. We have punched the bully in the face. And we better win that schoolyard fight right now. Or he's not going to be able to take control of the government. That's what's at stake.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, and I complimented you on this yesterday because this is exactly how this is done. This is hand-to-hand combat.
Yes.
I mean, it is almost to the point of physical blows, but this is, you know, in the trenches warfare. And it is it's going to be fought in the courtrooms. It's going to be fought in the agency department head meetings. It's going to be fought at the agency level and at the White House executive level. But this is absolute governmental combat because you have it's almost like a coup is continuing coup that is going on. And you have liberal, progressive, secularist that have wrestled the federal government from the hands of the American electorate. Now,
yeah.
It just so happens in the past election that we supposedly elected a person who was occupying that office that agreed with much of those federal agencies. But now we have a complete turnaround. We have a complete turnaround, a complete rejection of what it is that these federal agencies represent and what they are trying to accomplish. And, you know, there's a new sheriff in town, not just about tariffs, but about everything. And no, you're absolutely right. This is a battle that must be won. And this USA aid deal is, I think, a much bigger story than many people realize.
It is one, Lee, and I hope you'll vouch for me here. I have been telling for a very long time.
Oh, absolutely.
I have screamed bloody murder about the fact that most of the violence in the Middle East, the fact that it's on fire is right. Not Joe Biden's weakness. It is the fact
because
we are
of what they planned.
Yeah. Yes, and funding terrorists, funding Hamas. Think about this, okay? Hamas brutally raped women, murdered them, burnt children alive, and we have given them over $1 billion to continue fighting Israel and continue their reign of terror since October 7th. In fact, there's an internal memo. Proud of that from inside USAID. This is right here, the beating heart of evil in the world. The Democrat Party built it, and we must tear it down.